Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cock lock, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. Kathy's with us, Kathy in Ohio, domestic engineering today. Welcome, Kathy.
Hi, Vince. How are you this morning?
Kathy, I don't know. Let me. This is a gift I got, and we've had a charge account with Menards for years, and the only reason that we have that particular account is because we get 2% back for the funds that we spend with Menards. So when they have an 11% off sale, that's the time we go. And we get 11% credit, and we can spend that credit on the next purchase, you know, after 45 days when the credit arrives. And we fill out all the paperwork and send in all the receipts and all those kinds of things that they make you go through, hoping that you'll forget and not complete those 11% credits. And well, and for your birthday, if you have one of these accounts, if you tell them what your birthday is, and I made one up, and I picked just a day and month of a year, and so they send this card, and you get a free gift. And so for 1 year, it was a little toolkit. It had like a little small screwdriver size driver with different attachments, star bits, hex bits, square bits, Phillips, Thompson bits. It has a really neat little kit. I mean, it's one of those things that you might use, you know, once in a while, but it's kind of nice to have. Most people wouldn't have one of those. And another year they gave me one of these magnetic wands. So it's a telescoping tool that there's a magnet on the end, and you just, so if you drop something under the car that's a ferrous and you can pick it up with a magnet, you just extend this wand and you fish around and you grab that little part, or if you drop it in the engine bay and you can't reach it, you just use this magnetic wand and pick it out. It's kind of a nice thing. Well, this year the gift is completely different. It's not a tool. It's a cup. It's one of those, it's not a mug, and actually it's not even a cup. It's one of those insulated stainless steel drinking cups that you might have in a car, 16 ounces. And so it's stainless on the outside, stainless on the inside, and it has the capability of accepting one of those lids, so that if you have one of these in your car, your coffee won't go sloshing out. You know what I'm talking about, right, Kathy? The plastic lid on a stainless steel tumbler? We'll call it a tumbler.
Yeah. And I know what you're talking about, because my husband got one, too. But there's no lid, right?
No lid. So it's a thermal cup ready to insulate, but no lid. So I called Menards yesterday, and I got one of their one level up from I call the front desk. And I said, hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you remembering my birthday. It's wonderful that you guys do that. You know, making this big deal out of this cup, right? And I said, so I got the cup. Now, it doesn't come with a lid, right? The guy said, no, it doesn't come with a lid. And I said, okay. So that's next year? Next year for my birthday? Is that when I get it? And so I said, you know, this thing is it's a nice thought, but I can't use it. It's kind, and I said, I don't mean to beat you guys up, and I'm not beating you up. I just want you to understand from the customer's perspective what it's like to get something that you can't use. You know, somebody gives you a gift, and you know, the thought is really important. But who figured that you should give a gift that says Menards, you know, as an advertisement across this thing, and it's a cup that you can't use? I said, you know, if you want to use it as a pencil holder, it's too deep. The pencils will get swallowed by this thing, so you won't be able to find your pencils in there. It's too deep for pens. And it's kind of like that junk drawer. We all have a junk drawer, maybe in the kitchen, and that's where you put stuff that's too good to throw out but not good enough to use, like pens, you know, ballpoint pens, you know, ones that don't write correctly and they skip, and you don't want to throw them out because they're too good to throw out, but they're not good enough to use. So they sit there for years and years and years. And I said, this cup is like one that should go in the junk drawer, because what do you do with it? You can't use it in the car, and the lip is too small. It does not feel right when you drink out of it. And he said, yeah, that you're right. And it's stainless steel, and whatever you're drinking has a metallic taste. You're absolutely right. So this guy and I are arguing the same point, right? We're both on the same side. So he's going to send an email to corporate headquarters. And he said, you know, the guy or gal that, you know, thought this up should be fired. And I said, no. No, that person's just an idiot. The guy who approved it, or the gal who approved the distribution of these as birthday gifts, that person should be fired. So, is this the most ridiculous thing, Kathy? I mean, have you guys figured out what you can do with this? You know, other than putting it upside down on the exhaust pipe of a tractor to keep the rain out?
No, it's just sitting in the cupboard. I don't even know if we're going to keep it. Yeah, I agree. And good for you for calling. I mean, I thought the same thing when I saw it, but I didn't think to call him.
Well, our son was picking stuff up, you know, and he was picking up some lumber, and so sometimes they bring stuff out, you know, to so you have to go in the store. But he said, does this have a lid? Oh, no, it doesn't come with a lid. So it's not like he got a half of a gift or a half of an item or a half of a complete item. So my thinking is that the China virus people, the global genocide people, made this because it's made in China, and they didn't have the lids, and so Menards, I think, said that's okay, we'll take them anyway. I mean, who would? It's not like it's part of a set. You know, it's not like you'd have six of these and you'd invite people over for a barbecue and you'd use them. You'd never use them for that. The only thing that you'd use this thing for is a warm beverage like coffee if you're going to bring it with you in the car. That's the only thing I can think of to use this for. Can you think of another use? I mean, if it had a lid.
No, I can't either, Vince.
Okay. So that's one thing, and let me share one other thing, just as an opening to this particular class of domestic engineering. So, Kathy, lately, my fuse has gotten really short. I have less patience than I've ever had with stupid people. I mean, it really, things are making me ignite much faster than they ever have in my entire life. So I'm getting ready to do a project, do some work on one of the barns, and I have to replace some wood purlins and some steel siding that was damaged. And it was damaged years ago, but I'm finally getting to the point where I can fix it and have the time to do it. So I've got this nail gun. I bought the nail gun. It's a framing nail gun. It's a 28-degree framing nail gun. Bought it from Harbor Freight, and it works really, really well. Believe it or not, it actually works. And so I bought cases of nails, and there's like 2,000 nails. Nails are made in China, and the nail gun's made in China. And so I keep it lubricated, you know, every time I use it, and it makes it last much, much longer. So it works. But I need some more nails. I'm down to like a case and a half of nails, so I need some nails. Can't find them. They don't make them anymore. The nails that this nail gun uses, Harbor Freight doesn't sell. I looked all over the website, and I looked at all the, you know, the big box stores. Nobody has these exact nails. in case you're wondering, class, they're paper-taped nails. They're 28 degrees, and they're 131 thousandths of an inch in diameter, 2.5 inches long. So that's the spec for these nails. Harbor Freight sold them 2.5 inches and 3.5 inches long, 131 thousandths of an inch thick. So they're kind of a heavier nail. It's a really good design. And they're galvanized nails, and they are coated so with kind of a glue that once you hammer them in, they stay in. They don't want to come out. So it's a really good design, even for Harbor Freight. And that was probably, you know, 15 years ago that I bought this nail gun. Well, they don't make the nails anymore. You can't get the nails. So I called Harbor Freight, and I said, so what do I do? They didn't know what to do. So they're looking on the Internet. They said, well, call Lowe's. Check with Lowe's. See if Lowe's has nails for a Harbor Freight nail gun. And I said, so are you telling me that I've got a nail gun that I can't use because you guys don't sell the nails anymore? Is that what you're telling me? And the guy, the store manager, I guess, didn't want to answer that question. So there's the lesson to be learned in that is, even though I bought cases of extra nails, now I'm down to, you know, only a few nails left, and the nail gun still works, but I can't use it because it's obsolete. It's obsolete because I can't get the nails. Now, what other products are like that? That's what you need to think about in your life, class. What other things have you bought that has consumable items that go with it that you can't get anymore because they stopped making it? The only way I'm going to be able to find nails is if someone has them and they don't know what to do with them because they don't make the nail gun anymore. Kathy, any comments? Have you guys run into things like this?
Yeah, Vince, it would almost have to be somebody that's cleaning out a barn or puts it on Craigslist or on eBay, and you, if you can get your hands on them, if they fit, unless you just happen to get fortunate and find a nail that would work in there. That's the only thing I can think of. Otherwise, it's useless.
Yeah, yeah. And so the point I'm trying to make, class, is the Chinese have trapped us into this business model where even if it doesn't wear out, it's obsolete and you can't use it because they don't make the other part that goes with it. Okay? Kind of like having a washing machine and, you know, a Samsung washing machine, and they don't make the circuit board anymore, or they don't make the knob, or they don't make the push button, or they don't make, you know, the motor coupler, or whatever it might be. They don't make it anymore. And they're smug about it. It's like, well, it's, you know, 10 years old. It's 15 years old. You go to buy a Mercedes and you have a problem with the transmission after 15 years, they'll say, wow, that's an old car. That's 15 years old. It's like, what do you expect? Did you expect it to last more than 15 years? Of course I did, right? Of course the buyer did. But the salesperson will kind of berate you into thinking that, what's the matter with you? You've kept that thing way too long. But when you go to buy one, they'll tell you it's the best car in the world. What I'm saying, class, is you need to rise up in righteous indignation, and that's what I'm doing. I'm making these calls, and with a little bit of humor, I'm making these people uncomfortable. I'm letting them know that it's unacceptable. You know, the landfill is going to be filled with these Menards cups that say Menards. And I told them, I said, you guys are looking pretty simple. You know, it would have been better if you did nothing than give out these half-baked cups. Kathy, what do you have for our class today?
Well, Vince, I a couple things I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about alternatives to insecticides and things in the garden. Great. Like natural fertilizers. And I'd like to talk about the supply chain issue and some of the things that I'm seeing and some advice for people right now.
Yep, and we'll talk about proton mail and how the FBI is involved. We'll be right back.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Forked and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event. And you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, please continue.
Well, Vince, one of the things I read yesterday, they were talking about preparing and what to do in this situation. And a young person wrote, and he said, find yourself an old person and learn from them. We don't have the skills as young people. We don't know how to fix things. We don't know how to can. We don't know how to garden. And I thought, wow, that's a pretty insightful young man for him to think that. Like, I just can't go to YouTube. Not that you can't learn online. You can learn a lot. But there's something about working side by side with someone and having them show you how to do something. And, for example, I had my little granddaughter over last week, and I was making applesauce, and I had the little food mill, and she was thrilled. After I cooked them and let them cool, I let her put it in the food mill and season it and put a little cinnamon in there, and she just couldn't wait to take some home to her siblings and her parents. So but the fact that this young person, and he put old in capital letters, kind of made me think that, well, yeah, I'm old, so I hope I can teach people.
Very interesting that you said that. As you were saying that, I was remembering back to my college days. And I was at the university hundreds and hundreds of miles away from my grandparents. And I called my grandmother on the phone. And I said, can you tell me how to make spaghetti sauce? Because I wanted to make some in the dorm room. And I said, so what do I need to make, good spaghetti? And she was absolutely delighted, number one, that I called her and asked her for her opinion and how to do something. It made her feel so important that I did that. And that was 50 years ago that I did that. So we, those of us who are getting older, and I certainly am, I'm right at about 70. I love it when people, you know, ask me for my opinion and how to do something, and they actually act on it. I don't like it when they ask me for my opinion and they don't do anything. I kind of feel that that's a waste of time. And I resent wasting my time, people who don't act on it. So, but when you said, and I'm trying to see if I've got this written down right, find an old person. We don't have the skills as young people. That's succinct, and it's absolutely accurate. And it's an indictment on the educational system. It's an indictment on the parents, their parents. It's an indictment on society that has absolutely failed the young people. They don't know any better because they didn't learn. And the public training camp is at the top of the list of who is to blame. So I salute that young man, absolutely. And
yeah,
maybe
I thought it
through
was pretty
his
profound,
connections.
It,
absolutely profound, yeah. And through his connections, maybe he can get more people to think as he does. Because, Kathy, we've talked about this. We've talked about new cars. 27% of new cars don't come with a spare tire. Oh, well, everybody has a cell phone, right? All they have to do is call somebody. And somebody will say, oh, you don't have a spare tire? I guess you don't have a spare wheel either. Okay, so you need a spare tire and a spare wheel. Well, we'll see if we can find one for you and then bring it on the wrecker, and we'll have a guy come jack up the car and put that spare wheel with the spare tire on for you if we can find one. We'll call you back. I mean, really? What a mess. And people have bought into this nonsense. They bought into buying cars without a spare tire. Who in their right mind would not look in the trunk and say, yo, where's the spare tire? Who would buy a car without doing that? Now, I know for a fact, I've talked to your husband, he'd probably be like me. Yo, where's the spare tire? Right?
Yep. This is all about the money. I mean, I remember hearing stories. He worked for an auto company, and they could have a part that might cost 2 cents and be able to fix the problem, and they won't do it because it's 2 cents, and while they make millions of cars. But then they got to go back and fix it or recall it. It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that's a four-letter word that you just used, F-O-R-D, Ford. Ford did that with the Pinto. There was a little bolt that was too long, and it killed lots of people.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday night, President Obama appointed U.S. District Judge Robert Pittman blocked SB 8. That's Texas heartbeat law banning abortions after the baby's heartbeat is detected. It should be noted the Supreme Court declined to halt SB 8 by a 5-4 vote at the beginning of September. The debate continues. According to Johns Hopkins University, more Americans have died from COVID-19 complications under the Biden administration with a vaccine than did under President Trump without a public vaccine program, then-candidate Biden at the final presidential debate.
220,000 Americans dead. If you hear nothing else I say tonight, hear this. Anyone who's responsible for not taking control, in fact, not saying I take no responsibility initially, anyone who's responsible for that many deaths should not remain as President of the United States of America.
USA Radio News.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Just days after Attorney General Merrick Garland released a memo instructing the FBI and Justice Department lawyers to investigate and prosecute school board protesters, a conflict of interest claim against Merrick Garland has come to light. It turns out Mr. Garland's daughter married Alexander Tanner in 2018. The company they own, Panorama Education out of Boston, Massachusetts, sells data mining products like CRT materials that include equity and inclusion surveys. Their customers? Public school boards. Alan Dershowitz told Newsmax that when the Department of Justice classifies unruly parents at school board meetings as domestic terrorists, it threatens free speech.
Genuine protests. For example, in New York now, there are parents who are getting together to protest against critical race theory, which is really uncritical race theory. That is, if you criticize race theory or if you criticize anybody who promotes race theory, you're regarded as a racist. So parents object to that, and they should object to it. If I were a parent, I would object to propagandizing my students in school. And they have a perfect right to do that. What they don't have a right to do is threaten to hurt or to do violence to teachers or to administrators. And that's a line that I would hope the Justice Department would keep clearly in mind. At the same time, always erring on the side of permitting freedom of expression, even if it's unruly.
Former Harvard Law Professor Alan Dershowitz on Newsmax. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session.
Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, I don't know if you heard the bottom of the hour news, but let me just recap one piece of it. Newsmax.com says, after a call for help from a group representing school boards, Biden administration Attorney General Merrick Garland is mobilizing the FBI and U.S. attorneys to investigate and prosecute protests at public school board meetings and schools. Protests against school board meetings. Now, what's this all about? Well, parents have had it with the indoctrination of their children who have been entrusted to the public training camp. They have had it with the critical race theory. They've had it with you can be today's newest homo. They've had it with that, and rightfully so. So, class, the bottom line, and we've said this over and over again, we can't win this. We cannot win this. If you want to protest, that makes a lot of sense, except for the fact that you will be put on a list, you'll be recognized through facial recognition, your cell phone, etc., and you may be investigated, targeted, etc., by the government. Bottom line is, you can't fix it. But you can take your children out of the public training camp. You can refuse the kill shot. You can move to a farm and get out of Dodge. You can do all those things because your instructors have. We've done it. And we're teaching you, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And you don't have to believe what's in the news. You really don't. That, Kathy, I was coming back from the big city after my annual Medicare appointment with Mrs. Finelli. We both had ours. And this week, and I turned on the radio in my new truck, my 250,000 mile, 21-year-old truck. And I was trying to see if there was anything worth listening to on the radio. And the answer is absolutely not. There's nothing worth listening to on the radio. So I pushed the seek button for about 5 minutes, and I finally gave up. Stuff that was pretending to be music was not music. The voices on the radio were idiotic, nonsensical. And it ties with what I've seen. Americans' trust in mass media is the lowest since 2016. Now, in 1997, 53% of the people regarded TV, newspapers, and radio as, well, they've had a fair amount of trust in the media. Okay? Today, it's 36%, which is way, way too high, in my opinion. Way too high. But if you look at it based on Republicans, Independents, and Democrats, 68% of the Democrats think that they have a fair amount of trust in the media. 31% of Independents have a fair amount of trust, and 11% of us, you know, those who are Republican-leaning, if you will, trust the media, 11%. I think even that's a high number. I think if people trust the media, they've lost their minds. Kathy, back to you.
Oh, Vince, I had a discussion with someone who was mandating a vaccine to go to their organization. And when I called and I said, well, we bantered back and forth a little bit. And then I finally said, well, why are you requiring it when Congress and all their staff don't require it? What makes them the exception? And she couldn't answer me. She wanted to get off the phone as quickly as possible. And she just said, well, thank you for your thoughts. And she hung up. Oh.
Wow. Well, Congress has exempted themselves from the kill shot. That's a pretty good move on their part. And who do they think they are to tell us that they are going to inject something that no one really knows? Not one of the people who holds the other end of the syringe ready to jab you with it, not one of them, whether they're labeled as a doctor or a nurse or a practitioner, medical practitioner, or a caregiver, not one of them knows really what's in that vaccine or what's in that serum or what's in that liquid. Not one of them really knows. So you're trusting someone who has no idea what's in that. You're trusting someone who believes the propaganda. And if you think about it, and if you just say, what would the king do? What would the king do? What would the king do if there were too many people? What would the king do if there's too much traffic? What would the king do if we're running out of gasoline, oil, diesel, plastic? What would the king do? What would the king do if there are too many senior citizens that are drawing their rightfully deserved Social Security payments that they've already paid into? It's not a gift from the government. We paid for it. What would the king do? Well, the king would start killing people who are on Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid. That's what the king would do, right? Would you say that's what's happening? And I don't want to get off. I don't want to get sidewobbled, Kathy. But it's so easy to get sidewobbled. There's so many things going wrong. Nothing's going right. Nothing. I don't know if you've bought anything on eBay, but there are these sellers that from California that sell things that come from China. And frankly, sometimes that's all you can get are these Chinese products because our government has allowed the destruction of American industry. So where does it come from? It comes from China. So you go to buy it from China, and where do you buy it? Because the stores don't have it. So you buy it on the internet, you buy it on eBay, which has become a marketplace, an electronic marketplace for second quality, substandard Chinese products. And then when you go, I bought a shower curtain, Kathy. And I wanted to get a nylon shower curtain. And I wanted the kind with the eyelets in it, the reinforcing eyelets, so that the shower curtain hooks go through the eyelets so that it doesn't shred the top of the shower curtain. So it'll last maybe 10 years, 15 years, maybe 20 years, if we're careful. And so I spent extra money to buy the kind with the eyelets on it. It's in the picture. Heavy duty. You know, seller from California. And I bought two of them. And they arrived. They used to be like $10. Now they're up 50%, like $15, $20, $30. Bought two of them. And they arrived with just sewn buttonholes. No eyelets. Immediately, I got on eBay and I said, contact seller. I want to return it. Why? Not as described. Now, when you say not as described, you win. You win. And I've had it with these people showing a picture of one thing and then shipping something below in quality what they were selling. If I bought something at a quality level of 10 out of 10 and they send me something with a quality level of 4 out of 10, I feel that there's fraud has been perpetrated. I feel that I've been cheated and I'm not going to tolerate it. And so I level negative feedback and I blast these people for these acts of fraud. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And I'm coming out swinging. I've lost my temper. Almost permanently. Kathy?
Well, Vince, I think we've had the same experience. And I think eBay, they're getting really high. I mean, they know when something is in short supply. So, I mean, it's almost comical to see some of the prices when they know that you can't get things. One example, it wasn't on eBay, but it was online that I saw. Apple cider vinegar, the Bragg's, the one with the mother that's fermented. I got a gallon at Sam's for $15. And I looked online, this morning. It was online for 32 ounces. I believe it was $14. That's just for 32 ounces. Same thing for Bragg's. So you really have to, you have to spend a lot of time searching and trying to buy ahead. And Vince, one of the things you mentioned before, and I think it's really worth people thinking about, was I don't know if you said a paper towel holder where you mark like when you use it on the inside that or when you open it. And so you could do that with a lot of your products. You could do it with your shampoo, your toilet paper rolls, your peanut butter, and just get an idea of how long that takes you to use it, unless you have like an unusual thing where you're canning and you're using a lot at one time. But that way, for me, what my goal is on most things is my goal is to at least have 6 months. Now, some things I have way over that, and I know some things I don't. But if I wrote down like on the bottom of my flour container, because I make bread a lot and muffins and things like that, if I wrote down how long it took me to use that, then I could figure out how much I need for 6 months. And that goes for whatever you're using. You know, like I said, your eggs or your flour or whatever that, I mean, things that aren't perishable, obviously. But that was one tip that you gave, Vince, that I have taken to heart. And I think it's it's worth thinking about. What do I use and how much can I buy ahead of time? So I wanted to mention that too, Vince.
Okay. So, Kathy, what we do as often as we can, we write down when we bought it. Okay? We write the month, the day, and the year with like a Sharpie marker. And that tells us how long we've had it, and it gives us a rough idea if it's still good. Let's say it's a perishable kind of thing. Let's say it's tomato sauce or cans. If we buy cans, we always buy them by the, 12. I guess that's considered a case. 12. It used to be 24 cans in a case, but now it's 12. So we will, when we buy them, we'll get the lid, if you will, that comes from the packer. And we'll write on that lid the month and the year that we bought them. And that way we know how old they are, just looking at the edge of the shelf. The other thing is toilet paper. So what's the burn rate? So you can do what Kathy mentioned. You can write with a Sharpie on the inside, toilet paper roll, the month and day. And you'll find out that 1,000 sheets of toilet paper will last two people about a week. So if you're wondering, if you have two people in the house, how many rolls are you going to go through a year? It's going to be 52. 52 weeks in a year. And water softener salt, we have a water softener, and I have a tag, that a piece of paper tag, and I keep a pencil down there by the water softener. And I write when I add another bag of salt. I write whether I add one bag of 40 pounds or two bags and how long it takes. So I know by looking at the history of this one piece of paper that's right at the water softener. It could be one of those sticky notepad things. I know that 40 pounds of salt lasts about a month. I know that. So that means that we need 12 bags a year. That means we need 24 bags. We want to last 2 years. That means if I'm taking the pickup truck and I'm going to buy salt, why don't I get a couple years' worth? Because it's $4.28 or so per bag. And I get it with 11% off. And the guys will help put it in the truck. But it's corrosive, so you want to make sure that you put a tarp or something down so salt doesn't get on your truck because it'll rust it. But why not get a couple years' worth? Because you know you're going to use it. And is salt going to go down in price? I don't think so.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
That's Proton Mail, Proton Mail, was touted as, you know, it's pretty secure and the government won't be reading your emails and so forth. Well, the FBI has requested information on about 200,000 Proton email accounts in a mass, what they call domestic terrorist surveillance dragnet targeting conservatives. So conservative people would typically spend the money for a Proton email account, and now the government has issued a subpoena demanding the email addresses, the information on those customers of Proton Mail. So class, if you, what would the king do? What would the king do? That's exactly what the king would do. The king would say, you're going to tell me who you've been in contact with, Proton. And we want names and addresses. And frankly, this corrupt state of Missouri threatened me, and I told you all this in the past, they threatened me with, they wanted to know, they wanted 2 years worth of email correspondence from me. And I said, no, you're not getting it. And I never gave it to them. So the corrupt state of Missouri came down on me. And I didn't knuckle under. They didn't get any information from me. They wanted to know who I contacted. They wanted the content of the emails. And I said, not going to happen. And I went on the air and I exposed the corruption within the corrupt state of Missouri. And who did this come from? This didn't come from a clerk. This came from the senior legal counsel of the state of Missouri, the number one guy. And I told him to take a hike, figuratively. So I didn't give it to him. But the question is, what would happen if you're corresponding with someone else who didn't have the intestinal fortitude of one of your instructors? Would that person knuckle down? Knuckle under? Give up? Say, anything else y'all need? Think about that. Don't put anything in an email. Don't say anything on the phone that you don't want to be on a billboard. Don't say anything that can be used against you. Think about that. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, You were talking about the salt, and one thing that I did, I had a friend who has a business, and behind him they had dumped, like, salt that you put on the roads, and it was a huge pile of it. And he brought me over, like, 10 5-gallon buckets. And because I said, well, you don't want to ever put this on metal, and you don't want to put it where you want to plant something. But, like, I have a split rail fence that if you've ever tried to trim around them, it's just a pain. So I put probably a 2 or 3 inch layer of salt. Well, not layer, but wide. Just sprinkled it with my hands or like a shovel. And I sprinkle it around there, and it keeps the weeds down enough that the trimming is minimal. And I have to do that a couple times a year. I'll do it, like, out by the mailbox post or the well pipes and things where I don't plant anything, and because it will kill the grass and the weeds. But it really saves me for trimming. Now, I wouldn't put it around trees because it'll probably kill your trees, but foam poles, mailbox poles, things like that. And it was all free. And he said if he gets it this year, he'll save it for me, because one of the businesses that's behind his business said, we don't know what to do with it. If you want it, take it, because we're going to throw it away. And so that's just that saves me a ton of trimming this year around my yard. I don't know if you have any negative thoughts on that, Vince, or what your feelings are on that.
Well, I think it's great that you used it and you found a good use for it, because throwing it away, what does that mean? It means going in the landfill, probably. So there'll be a high concentration wherever that salt is dumped in the landfill, and that's not a good idea. So it's good that, you know, it's kind of like factory farming versus free range. You know, if you have the same number of chickens, you're going to have the same amount of poop, but it sure is nice to spread it around and let the sun take care of it and disinfect it. I do have a negative, and if you look, Kathy, in class, if you look at any of the bridges where salt is being used on the roads, you will see that the salt absolutely destroys the concrete. So when they make bridges out of concrete and steel, they rust like crazy, and they are dissolving the structures of the bridges. So if you have salt and you know, you want to sprinkle some salt on your where your steps are, or maybe you have a concrete pad, it will eat the concrete. So just keep that in mind, you know, versus breaking your neck. I think it's probably better to eat the concrete than break your neck by falling down on the ice. But just bear in mind, it will eat the concrete, and it will eat ferrous metals, meaning iron, steel, etc. Kathy's exactly right on that. Now we're going into another break. I hear the outroduction, and we'll be right back after commercial announcements and the news.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It'll alert you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.